pass through the bilayer of the membrane. The second one, mediated transport, utilized a protein carrier in the membrane. But some particles, some proteins, are so large they can't bind to the carrier, and they must be moved in other ways, or moved out in other ways. For this, we form these structures called vesicles. And you've heard about at least one, two, three types of vesicles already. Transport vesicles, secretory vesicles, and storage vesicles we've talked about. Here, we are moving across the membrane. And moving across the membrane means you can move stuff into the cell, that's moving across the membrane, or out of the cell. Endocytosis refers to the movement of substances into the cell, versus exocytosis refers to the movement of substances out of the cell. We have two types of endocytosis: phagocytosis, where large particles are gobbled up. I call it cell eating. And pinocytosis, where watery type substances are moved into the cell. I call it cell drinking. On the other hand, when you move stuff out of the cell, it is called exocytosis, and I have labeled that cell vomiting. Yes? Cell vomiting. Any questions? You good? Here are my cartoons showing you activity. So in this case, here's a protein that got engulfed, endocytosis, to be moved into the cell. Large moiety moves into the cell. This may come in and be reformed. Here's your Golgi forming your secretory vesicle that goes, binds to the membrane, and allows the stuff to move out. Exocytosis versus endocytosis. We good? On the top right shows, not an amoeba, but a white blood cell. And that white blood cell has just encountered a bacteria. And you can see in the series of slides that the bacteria is being removed from the environment, is being consumed by that white blood cell. This is a type of phagocytosis that's occurring. This is a type of phagocytosis. So in the phagocytosis, remember we talked about the cytoskeleton. The cytoskeleton has to be broken down and reformed. The membrane has to be broken down and reformed in order to get the stuff within. And for doing that, when you start breaking things down and building things up, you need something called energy. So phagocytosis is an energy utilizing mechanism, active. Exocytosis, we saw this earlier. Things are moved out of the cell. So here we have the endoplasmic going to your Golgi, and from the Golgi it is sent via a secretory vesicle to bind with the membrane so the substances can be released into the interstitial fluid. Here again, you need energy to make the vesicles to bind to the membrane and to dissolve the membrane so that the substances can be removed from the cell. So exocytosis can occur continually or on demand. So one that is occurring continually, saliva. You're continually producing saliva and you have to get it out of the cell. What about when you go to sleep? Do you produce any?
Yes.
Yes, you do. In the morning you sit on the pillow and on the sheet. You do. But the rate at which you produce it is slowed down. And since the rate at which you produce the saliva slows down, the rate at which you get rid of the bacteria also slows down. Bacteria grows up, builds, and in the morning you have your Morning bread. If you love the person, you don't tell them about it. And if you don't, you definitely tell them about it. So, again, but it's the production of saliva that has decreased that allows that to occur. Continually. What about on demand? Can you think of an instance where you produce exocytosis on demand? I gave you a hint.
Insulin secretion?
On demand. How would you demand it? Sorry? Sorry?
Like voluntarily demand?
Eating sugar. Eat. Okay. Any other way you can produce exocytosis on demand? Think about it.
Infection.
Sorry?
Infection.
Infection? No. I gave you a hint twice.
Professor, no? You mean voluntarily demand it or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Sorry? You're not thinking. Or are you?
Maybe some hormones.
No?
Voluntarily.
Can tell me how you. No?
Crying?
I can't do that, sorry. It's one man, it's one man. But maybe after first exam, you might force me to. How?
Voluntarily.
Sorry?
Working out.
Working out. Can you be more specific? Yeah, I agree, but you went too far. I could voluntarily cause exocytosis. I'm doing it. Okay. See? I caused exocytosis.
Oh. Calcium.
No, to cause the muscle to contract, you have to release the chemical to the muscle. So when I voluntarily flex my biceps, and you see what bulging. I am voluntarily causing exocytosis. But that wasn't the hint I gave you. What was the hint I gave you? Three times. I asked you to do what?
Think.
Think. Don't you know when you think you're using, well, maybe you don't. You're using brain cells, and you're activating those neurons to produce the secrete chemical, to come up with the ideas that you didn't come up with. But even when you didn't come up with those ideas, you were thinking, so therefore you were using brain cells. And if you're using brain cells, they must have been producing chemicals, exocytosis. And you were doing it voluntarily. Well, I was pressuring you a little bit. So, yes. So every day, we voluntarily cause these things. When you walk out of here, right, you have to send action potentials to the muscles that cause exocytosis of chemicals to make the muscles bang. When you think, when you talk, when you use any muscles, that's what you are doing.